This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. Thank you for joining us on the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. You're listening to episode 19. Today, we're going to be talking with our very own Katie Stansfield. Now, Katie is a pastor on staff at Giving Light. So, Katie, for those who don't know who you are, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, like you said, my name is Katie Stansfield, and I work full-time for the ministry here at Giving Light, both pastoring in the local church, doing caring for the people, loving on the people, and also with our global ministry, doing graphic and web design and all kinds of things. Wear a lot of hats around here.
Yeah, for sure. When you're in a small church, obviously, you got to do a lot of different things.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah. So every year you get a word that becomes an emphasis for you personally as well for the church. So last year was connection and this year's generosity. So can you expound on that a little bit? Why generosity?
Well, something that's important to me personally is that we focus on the bigness of God. We focus on who He is, and not just for our own lives, but for what He's called us to do in our world. And so, yeah, the word generosity has just really been something that He has been cultivating in me. And I don't believe it's just for me personally, but also for our house at Giving Light, but also for the body of Christ at large.
So generosity is not just, you know, giving of money, but it's giving of time, giving of your energy. I know at Giving Light, we really believe that this is a place of covenant relationships, and we believe that we exchange healthy life, that there's a flow of life. So it's not just giving of finances, but it's of time and energy
Yeah, absolutely. So generosity, the definition of it is giving more than is needed, more than enough. And so that has to do not just with our finances, but with any area of outflow of life. So any area that we're giving, whether it be our time, energy, relationship, connection, whatever it is, it's not just giving the bare minimum and it's not just giving enough. It's actually giving more than enough. And we'll probably talk about this. We can do that because we have a source that doesn't run dry and that is greater than just us. So that allows us to tap into that generous nature.
And really, when you walk generously, you really have to confront fear, because fear is a big hindrance to generosity.
Absolutely. And you know, the enemy will always come in to convince us that God is not who He says He is.
Yeah.
And we can actually see that in the garden. You know, the first thing the enemy did was to say, God is withholding from you. God is not giving you enough. Mm-hmm. And here they are in this garden, and God says, you have access to the whole garden except for this one tree. And so when the enemy came in and tried mm-hmm. to convince them that God was withholding from them, that caused that fear and that self-preservation to rise up in them. And they took the only thing that was not theirs to have because they were afraid that if they didn't take it, they weren't going to have access to it. So yes, it really, the enemy can come in and tell us that if we give, there's not going to be enough for us. And that's absolutely contrary to who God is, to His generous nature.
Yeah, when they fell, when they sinned, they had to cover themselves. So they felt like they had to meet their own need when their whole existence before was God was meeting their needs. They could totally rely on Him. But when they stepped outside of God's plan, they had to try to meet their own need.
Right. I mean, we see right away, like their first response after they sinned was to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. And really, as people, we all do that. We all walk in self-preservation to keep what is ours, but also to protect us. And it's all a me-focused lifestyle, when really God's whole nature is to give. You know, the scripture we all know, John 3:16, for yeah. God so loved the world that He gave. So His very nature is to give, and not just to give the bare minimum, but to give that everlasting life, to give more than enough.
And what is so crazy, it all began with believing a lie,
yeah.
Believing that God was withholding from them. And last episode, I talked about that abundance is not what we possess, but who possesses us, that true abundance is in the person of Jesus. Now, most Christians would agree that God is abundant, that He's all sufficient, that he lacks nothing. But many of us struggle with believing the lie that God is not generous. Can you talk a little bit about why you believe that generosity is a part of God's nature?
Yeah, so the Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, comes down from him. And so right there, we know that it is in God's nature. And again, God gave his only son. So it's all giving. It's always that outflow that he wants, that exchange with us. And sometimes we're not sure if something is coming from God, if it's coming from the enemy. And a good telltale to that is John 10:10, where it says, "The thief does not come but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I, Jesus, have come that you would have life and have it more abundantly, have it to the full." Mm-hmm. And so we see right there that anytime something is taking from us, it's causing destruction in our lives. It's stealing, it's robbing away from us. Then we know, and this is something that you say, we can say whose signature is on it. And if it's taking from us, then we know that that signature is of the enemy. And on the contrary, if it is giving us life, if it is abundant life, then we know that that is God's nature, that his signature is on that. Mm-hmm. And that just shows his character of who he is.
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. And so even when we understand that about God, when we understand that he is generous and giving, it opens up our whole world, because he is the source that is not going to run dry. Mm-hmm. He's the source that's never going to stop giving. And so a lot of times as people, we get into this thinking, this mentality of scarcity, that it's going to run out. And you know, without God, if we try to do it on our own, we are going to run out. We are going to burn out. We're going to run dry. But when we're connected to him as the source, it's just like the woman at the well. Jesus said, "If you drink from my well, you're never going to run dry." And she says, "I want this source. I want to drink from this source. I want to know who you are." And so when we understand that he is our supply, then we can give without fear. We can give without lack. Mm-hmm. We can give without that thinking that if I give, there's not going to be enough for me, which really flips what we know as people on its head. Because we're now not just subject to the economy of this world, but we're actually building and perpetuating an economy of the kingdom, which is generous by its very nature.
This truth needs to be such a deep conviction within you. I know that you have a personal story about this. Why don't you let everybody know about that?
Yeah, so a long time ago, when I was first moving out of my parents into my own apartment, I was on the phone and I was working a lease with a landlord. And my dad, my sweet, caring, loving father, said to me, "You know, are you sure you can afford this? Are you sure you want to do this?" And I kind of shocked myself with my response. It was like in an instant, it just came out of my mouth. And I said, "My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I either believe it or I don't." And, you know, and it just flew out of my mouth and it kind of caught me off guard. But you know what? It showed me what I really believed. It showed me what I was convinced of. And of course, I'm not saying to do things when we're not prepared financially, where we're not prepared in the natural. There is wisdom and there's prudence and stewardship. All of those things are good. But the point is, there was something in me that I was so convinced of that it rose up and came out of my mouth, that I believe that God will take care of me because he is always enough.
Yeah.
And that is really so, so important, to be fully convinced that he is who he says he is, that he is always going to be enough. Yeah. He is my source no matter what. So in the midst of working, and in the midst of doing all the natural good things that we need to do as good stewards.
Yeah.
That we also need to know that we are doing all of those things in response, knowing that our God will meet our needs, that he is going to partner with us, that he's going to be his good and generous self as I am doing my part. And so that's really, it's really powerful when we over and over and over again can just remind ourselves of who he is, that he is always going to be enough for us.
So what happens when you're not convinced that God is generous, that it's a part of his nature to be generous?
Yeah, so When we believe that there's always enough, we're not afraid to give. But what happens if we believe that there's not always enough?
Yeah.
We become afraid to give. We become very me-focused. We become very protective of ourselves and what is ours. And all of a sudden, we believe that there's a cap, that there's a space between us and the generosity of the kingdom, the generosity of God. And so we store and we hoard and we ration and we do whatever we can to protect ourselves. And you know, if you look at the Israelites, I love the story. They came out of slavery. They came out of 400 years of slavery and torment and lack in Egypt.
Yeah.
And they're set free. God literally opens the sea and they walk through on dry land, like huge miracles. And then the Bible tells us a story that they get hungry. And you know, no matter what the big miracle is that happened, we still have physical needs. And if we're hungry, you know, attitudes happen. We have the word hangry in the dictionary now. And so that's what happened to the Israelites. And they start going to God and they say, why aren't you providing for us? We were better off in slavery. Their mindset of God shifts in that instant because they're hungry. And so what does God do? He provides for them manna. He says, every day I want you to go out and collect the food that I'm going to supply for you. And I want you to only get enough for that day. And the next day, I want you to trust that I'm going to provide for you again. And so I don't know about you, but for me, I'm a stock up person. I like my cupboards to be full. I'm one who buys the Costco size things. And there's only one of me. So that's my natural tendency to do that. And so if I was the Israelites, I would have done exactly what they did. I would have stocked up. I would have stuffed the cupboards with that manna. And some of them did that. And you know what happened is it became bad. It became moldy. It became smelly. It became, it got infested with insects, with bugs. And so, but what God was showing them is, I want you to go out, trust me that I'm going to supply for you. And the next day I'm going to do the same. I want you to know that this is not something that you're doing on your own. I want you to rely on me as your source. And that is something that we as believers can do, is trust that he is always going to supply for us every single day. He's going to give us our daily bread.
And if we're sons and daughters of God, we have to realize that his abundance is our abundance.
Yes, absolutely. So the Bible says that as children of God, we are co-heirs with Christ, ruling and reigning in the kingdom. And so that means as heirs of Jesus, that his inheritance is my inheritance and his kingdom is my kingdom. And so the rules of the kingdom, the economy of the kingdom, apply to my life greater than anything even of the world.
Well, that's all we have for you today, guys. Thank you for listening. Next episode, we're going to give you tips and strategies to walk this truth out. Again, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.